It would take probably 500 million Zuckerbucks, 800 million Zuckerbucks, for the Democrats to even have a shot at hanging on to the House and Senate. It's not going to happen. The Republicans, every indication is they're going to steamroll through. I'm saying the Republicans could pick up as many as 80 seats, and because of redistricting and the animosity towards Democrats, don't roll your eyes at that. 80 seats is a possibility. And then I look at the U.S. Senate, and this is what I wanted to ask Dan about. So Dan's still here with me, Dan Gaynor. You look at New Hampshire, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona. Those are all pretty good chances for the Republicans to win a seat in the United States Senate. Some are saying Colorado, right, is a possibility because Michael Bennett's a fairly weak senator that won kind of in an off year in an unusual election, right? And Colorado's kind of down the middle. But here's the one that caught my attention yesterday, and you tell me. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he might consider running for the United States Senate. Maryland. Deep, dark blue. Well, but Larry Hogan's a popular, very middle of the road, very moderate, very Republicans would call him a rhino in many cases. But if he were a Republican senator from Maryland, wouldn't that be remarkable?
Well, I mean, we've had them. You know, I mean, Charles Mack Mathias was senator when I was young. We used to have, you know, more prominent Republicans in Congress. You know, we've been hurt in Maryland with redistricting for congressmen, and that limits how many people can elevate to senator. But we've had multiple Republican governors. You know, so we're not as liberal as everybody thinks. Hogan has been very outspoken, critical of Donald Trump. So liberals, I think, feel emboldened to vote for him. The early polling had him plus 12 over his opponent.
Plus 12.
I think that's overestimating things, because he doesn't have, there's nobody on the right in Maryland who really likes Larry Hogan. They simply vote for him because he's better than
He's better than Van Hollen, you know, the rubber stamp Democrat who would pack the Supreme Court, destroy the filibuster, federalize elections, and the list goes on. So you think Larry Hogan, if he runs, got a real shot?
Oh, he definitely does. And a friend of mine who's been a campaign person, he said, it's better to be an okay candidate in a good year.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good year. Dan Gaynor, I'm going to leave it there, my friend. Thank you for weighing in. I want to keep an eye on that race, and you're close. I mean, you're in the media markets that would cover that closer than where I am.
I get the skinny right here in beautiful downtown Maryland.
There you go. Dan Gaynor, greatly appreciated as always, my friend. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Take care.
There you have it. All right. I want to jump quickly to a couple of things here. As we were talking about Virginia there and all the good things going on, Michigan Democrats posted on Twitter here over the weekend that basically, here's what they posted on Twitter. Not sure where this parents should control what is taught in schools because they are our kids is originating, but parents do have the option to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense if this is what they desire, right? Because private schooling is just in the wheelhouse of so many Americans. What an out-of-touch comment, and it created a lot of rage and pushback, as well it should. They ended up deleting that post. And by the way, it's also, some folks pointed out, Tudor Dixon running for governor pointed out that it's part of the Public Act 1976 that parents have an integral part in raising their children and deciding what their education is in Michigan. Okay, so that was one crazy thing that came out of Michigan. And then this. Over the weekend, the attack on the synagogue in Dallas, Texas, right? While this is going on, the attorney general from Michigan, a far-left attorney general, Dana Nessel, is asked about what's happening. Now, as we know, it was an Islamic terrorist from England that came in with the express intent of holding Jewish people hostage, maybe killing them, who knows. He was killed by a sniper from the FBI. The FBI comes out, we're not sure why he did this. We know exactly why he did it. He was trying to get another Islamic terrorist released from prison about 25 miles away. And Dana Nessel's live on the air. It's Byte 13. I want you to jump to this and share this with the folks. Byte 13, here's what she said as it's unfolding. Listen.
My biggest concern, hearing that it's at a synagogue, is that this is someone who's intent on committing hate crimes and an act of domestic terrorism, and it's not just a random person who wandered into a synagogue. Now, we don't know that for certain, but we have seen an incredible rise in rhetoric that is anti-Semitic being trafficked all around the country. And in the case of Michigan, that is why I established the first hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit anywhere in the state, one of the first in the country, because we were seeing an exponential rise in hate crimes and an exponential rise in the formation and the membership of these extremist organizations, many of which are white supremacy organizations, and they traffic in hatred against Jews and other minorities.
What we've seen a dramatic rise in is anti-intellectual rhetoric from the left. Anti-intellectual rhetoric like that. Oh, it's rise in white supremacy. They're behind every tree. Please, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. Truly. The perpetrator, Malik Faisal Akram, was shot and killed by an FBI sniper. His expressed intent was to release a convicted terrorist known as Lady Al-Qaeda. Lady Al-Qaeda, held in a prison for killing Americans in Afghanistan. That's what Mr. Akram wanted to do. Nothing at all to do with white supremacy or any of this other such rot. The anti-intellectual rhetoric from the left is galling, demeaning, and frankly beneath us. Do better, Dana Nessel, please. Do better. This part of the program brought to you by GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com, a place where you can go and get a chance to lose weight and combat COVID or anything else. Get to your fighting weight. Get to your fighting weight. GruberHealth.com. We can help you do that. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-800-